$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is a special mini episode. I'm your host, Mark Dillman. With me are my co-hosts, Rick Maxian.
Hello, sir.
And Brian Higgins.
Hello, sir.
Hello, gentlemen. This is odd.
You?
We're not doing a full reviews it.
Well, we are doing a review of 365 potential movies.
Actually giving an update about lots of movies we've watched over the years.
Over the year.
Yeah, not well, not single over the year. That would be a law. That would be more
every
than a,
movie we've every, ever seen.
So when
this
I was
be the
a
worst
child,
podcast ever.
I woke up and I couldn't even think of a movie. Yeah,
oh, Care Bear Stare.
I'm Lionheart. That was a Care Bear. Cousin.
Oh, was it really? Wasn't there
Forest
a Cloudy
of
Bear
feelings,
or something?
Care a lot. And Earth aren't far apart.
I do remember going to like Movie Mania and renting the Care Bear movie.
Really?
Like 15 straight times. It was the only movie that me and my sister could agree on because at the time when we rented it, the Care Bears had like superpowers.
Were you at Video Paradise?
And no, it was Movie Mania. And literally it was the one where you went, your bagel place, or what, not bagel place.
My
whatever,
bagel place.
Whatever it was.
I go for a good bagel in a movie.
No, so we would rent that because it was the only one we would, like, agree on.
Do you remember the, like, I think it was, like, a two-part episode or something, but the one with Professor Coldheart?
Oh, Coldheart. Yes.
No.
Who was the guy who was the wizard guy? Because I feel like he was in the movie.
I don't remember.
The evil wizard.
Merlin.
Right. But anyways, we're going to give you
a little bit of
an
update. Anyway, we didn't watch that movie this year.
No, we didn't watch that.
What?
We kind of watched, give you a little update about our 365 movie challenge.
365 movie challenge.
Stay tuned to find out if I've watched the Care Bear movie this year.
365 movie challenge.
We weren't really great about giving updates about over the year, and we couldn't really give a final tally because last you heard us, the year wasn't over yet. And last, when we did the full reviews, we were kind of concentrating on Trading Places. So we never really gave our update about the 365 movie challenge.
Well, which I did to keep you honest this year.
To make sure you would kind of push me towards the finish line.
I watched Moana like 365
so
times.
So you could have done your
week.
Own challenge of watching the same movie.
The Moana challenge.
Yeah. I think I watched last week. I think I watched that.
Well, we actually watched 365 different movies.
Yes.
Over the course of the year.
We lost this challenge.
Yeah, you lost it already. So I did complete it, thanks to you.
What was your final count?
You were kind of my running partner, like we were actually running a race. I actually hit 370. I went over.
I, too, went over. I finished up with a clean 380.
Nice. You were on pace about 10 ahead of me the entire time, so that kind of works out well. But I was, you know, I was just super pumped that I was able to do it. And I do want to say that we both ended on the last movie together.
Yes.
On New Year's Eve, before the ball was striking, before all the festivities with Ryan Seacrest on ABC and Steve Harvey on Fox and Anderson Cooper and John Mayer and Dave Chappelle on CNN. But anyways, we had watched Tommy Wiseau, Stinker, The Room.
Yeah.
Both of us do want to see The Disaster Artist.
Yes.
So it's kind
of
the way
to see The Room first.
Yes. Yeah, so we did it.
Did you have any movies from 2017 in particular that you might want
to
recommend?
That's what I'm trying to... Well, obviously, clearly, my number 349, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Yes, which, I just saw that again.
Which I will not get into fully. Still don't want to do spoilers on that, but
nope.
It was. I did enjoy it.
Rick, have you seen that yet? Last Jedi? No? Oh, you got to get on that.
I would like to. And maybe like, I think this weekend I'm going to be able to.
Oh, okay. Good.
Excellent.
Good for you, man.
I didn't
kind of get a kick out of Office Christmas Party just because they kind of had like a hodgepodge of funny people that they threw together. I mean, it wasn't the funniest
movie.
Was
it
but
actually funny?
I mean, not the
one's okay.
Not the entire way through, but it had its moments.
Okay.
Really enjoyed Lego Batman.
Yep.
That was just really great. I mean, is there spoilers involved in that? I don't know.
No, you can spoil
Lego
Batman.
You know, they took the entire rogues gallery of Batman at the beginning and then at the point where Joker goes to the Phantom Zone and he comes out.
I wouldn't
out.
Give specifics on this one.
Okay, then that's what I was checking.
But just the expanded villain roster.
Yeah, he comes out with villains from other properties, which is pretty great. including a raptor. I'll throw that one out there.
Yeah.
There's a Jurassic Park raptor that comes out.
And the Eye of Sauron.
That was Rick, not me. And I really enjoy it. I mean, I'm kind of a sucker for historical war movies, and I finally got around to seeing the tank movie from World War II with Brad Pitt, Shia LaBeouf, John Bernthal, who plays the Punisher in the current Netflix series, and Michael Pena, and the kid that was in like the Percy Jackson movies and stuff.
Ant-Man.
So the five of them are in like a tank together during World War II. It was pretty good. I liked it. And then the movie we saw, that was the final one of our local movie theater that went out of business, American Made.
Yeah, that was
which was
good.
About Tom Cruise playing the pilot Barry Seal, who was smuggling drugs for the cartel and guns for the CIA. Spider-Man Homecoming was excellent.
Yep.
I liked that movie a lot. John Wick Chapter 2 was really good.
I can't
really
wait
good.
For chapter 3.
It was good, yeah.
Oh, chapter 2 is amazing.
Did you like it? Yeah.
But
it
you know really what? Good. I love those type of movies where
yeah.
you know the good guy is coming out on top, even though he's kind of a bad guy.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, even like the Bourne series, you know Bourne's going to just kick ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Taken.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson's just going to beat up
it's
everybody.
It's just like an action kick-ass fest but the whole
you,
time.
Yeah, but the whole time you know they're planning something and they're gonna do something even more badassery.
More badassery.
And just a few more, because I know when I get over to some of yours too, Brian, but just a couple more. Bleed for This, kind of a sucker for any kind of sports movie that's done well. So Bleed for This was about local legend Vinny Pazienza, the Pazmanian devil, and his comeback.
Who was in this movie?
This is Miles Teller, and he was awesome as Vinny Pazienza. Also on my list, Whiplash.
He was not awesome in
I
Fantastic
absolutely
Four.
Loved Whiplash.
Oh, I love Whiplash.
Whiplash was amazing.
This is not the Iron Man 2.
No. Not what's his name there with the face?
Mickey Rourke.
With the face. Name? Yep, you got it. Another sports one was about The Express, about Ernie Davis, who went to my alma mater, Syracuse. That was a great movie. And then finally, I know
not
one
Ernie
we
Reyes
bonded
Jr.
on, which was one I always wanted to see, and I did get a freaking big kick out of it, especially for the song. Rock me, sexy Jesus. Jesus.
You die for our sins, you never believe.
Hamlet 2.
The Search
yeah,
for
that was a good
Money.
One. Yeah.
Out of my 380, at least 50 of them were released in 2017.
Oh, nice.
It's always a little difficult to tell exactly what was released when, because
yeah,
you get
true.
Things that were released at film festivals at the end of the year, then it gets its wide release like in the springs. It's hard to say, okay, well, this was a 2016 movie or a 2017 movie, but just
yeah.
going through the movies that I did watch were at least theatrically released in some form in 2017 or released online for streaming in 2017, like David Brent, Life on the Road, continuing Ricky Gervais's character.
Oh, right, yeah. Was that on Netflix?
That was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Very good.
That was a movie?
Yeah.
Oh. Of course, I have to give a good shout-out to Get Out.
Get Out was great.
Fantastic.
I enjoyed that movie.
Logan, Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, Logan,
yeah. There's a lot of big movies that I really enjoyed this year. A few that flew under the radar that I do want to mention, though. Colossal. Did
yeah,
you see that one?
I saw it, and I didn't like it halfway through.
Not at all the movie that you expect it to be.
It's not, and I was annoyed by
the movie.
So the premise is Anne Hathaway wakes up one day.
Well, she goes to her hometown.
And she discovers that she is controlling a giant monster that's attacking South Korea.
Yep.
If
she's at a park at like 8 a.m. in the morning, whatever she's doing, this monster that's attacking South Korea, she's basically controlling it. It's mimicking her actions. And she's
okay,
kind of like
so,
a drunk, so she doesn't realize what she's doing.
So it has this very high concept premise that I loved. And
Jason Sudeikis.
It is a much darker movie than
Tim
you expect
Blake Nelson.
It to be. But I thought it was very well done.
He was in Green
Dan
Lantern,
Dan Stevens, the Beast.
Was Tim Blake Nelson in Green Lantern?
No, he was in The Incredible Hulk.
That's the one. It was green. I knew it.
You got it.
Wonder Woman, I thought, was very
Wonder Woman
solid.
I liked a lot, yeah.
I have not
first
seen
two
that
thirds
yet.
Of it are great.
I have the last it on Blu-ray. We can watch it.
I have not seen Wonder Woman, nor have I seen Justice League
wow.
yet.
I haven't seen Justice League
Justice
yet.
League,
you know
not
I was
great,
never,
but better than I expected.
I was never a huge DC fan, but I'm a
but
fan of
But you know Batman
I'm
Superman.
I'm a fan
I mean,
of movies.
The Flash.
No,
but I'm just not a huge DC fan, so they really need to hit it out of the park for me to enjoy it.
Yeah,
and
they haven't
just
been.
Haven't.
Wonder Woman, I would say give it a watch.
Okay.
Yeah, we definitely watched Wonder Woman. I like that.
I don't like some of the stuff in the last act, but most of it is very good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you mentioned you've watched Moana a lot with
Oh, yeah,
with
I saw
daughters.
Moana. I caught that one.
Have you seen yet the most surprisingly feminist movie of the year, Cars 3?
I have not.
No.
I have not. I didn't like Cars 2.
It is, for my money, the best entry in the Cars series.
Oh, okay.
I like the first one.
I like the first one, but I haven't
Cars
seen...
3, they're back to racing. It actually has like a very
back
strong,
to the racetrack.
I don't remember
empowering
Cars
message
2.
For women.
They're back really? To the habit yeah. in that one.
Cars 2 is Mater as James Bond.
So when they go, yeah, they go to England and there's like a Michael Caine car.
I've seen Cars a bunch, but yeah. All right, so Cars 3, I got to
Cars
give,
3,
give
that
watch.
A watch.
I'm okay. Michael Caine.
And you might even be able to get the girls to watch it too.
Well, I'm sure, yes, I'm sure I could.
Baby Driver, while we're talking about Cars, was another great movie.
Nah, wasn't into it.
Seems like it should be, no. That was an action movie?
Yeah, it was an action movie for the first sequence.
Oh. It was a crime movie.
And had Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey has made it less rewatchable, but when it came out, it was a fantastic movie.
I will not be watching it. Okay, go on.
You mentioned Spider-Man. Also, War for the Planet of the Apes was great.
Yeah, I've never seen any of those movies.
That series is a fantastic
I've never seen those
series.
Movies.
I mean, I like Andy Serkis a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I love his motion capture work.
Snoke.
But I just can't get into those movies for some reason. Maybe
well, that was
because...
one of the things. It's like you're not sure who to root for.
Well, that's
like, do
thing.
I want to root for the monkeys?
You root for the apes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And it's like I remember watching the Charlton Heston one, and I was like, God, his acting is so Charlton.
Take
Heston.
Your hands off of me, you damn dirty apes.
Well, it's like this is where the overacting was.
We were actually having a talk about this series, and someone said, oh, is the Mark Wahlberg one, is that canon? And I said, no, I don't think so. That was kind of a reboot.
That's been struck from
the record.
Film history.
Yeah, exactly.
Big Sick was another one of my favorite movies.
Oh, Big Sick was great. I saw that movie, yeah.
That was great. Logan Lucky is one that came out and
I really wanted to see that
it.
One.
That was it. Another great crime movie, mm-hmm. a heist.
Really? I like heist movies.
But it's very quirky.
It looked like it was
fun.
Baby Driver, but better.
They're different movies. They're both very good.
If you were to compare it to...
A Summer's Day.
The Italian Job.
Okay.
As a
On a Summer's movie. Day.
Different movie. The heist that they're doing is robbing a racetrack on a big NASCAR race day.
It's like a big heist. It's like an Ocean's 11, but oh no, it's more like, it's probably like that Welcome to Collinwood movie. Did you
I never
see that
saw
one?
That.
Oh, it's like a bunch of blue collar poor thieves trying to pull a job.
Yeah.
Oh, so they're not smart.
No.
It's got Adam Driver,
they're like
Kylo
rednecks.
Ren,
yeah.
as a one-armed man
yeah.
with a prosthetic arm.
And introducing Dan Craig.
Daniel Craig, he's got blonde hair.
Yeah. That was in the trailer, like, introducing Danny Craig, because he's kind of like playing a very against type.
It also has Channing Tatum.
So it's not really a movie I'd want to see.
No, it's great. It's
all
great.
Right. Oh, I hear it's good. I want to see that.
A very dark movie, but very interesting. Ingrid Goes West.
Oh, with Aubrey Plaza.
Oh,
and
she's
awesome. Elizabeth Olsen.
Yep. It's
awesome.
Very dark. I found it to be a very worthwhile viewing.
If you ever want to just go to YouTube, just watch her interviews.
Who? Aubrey Plaza?
She's awesome. She's the most awkward interviewer. And the thing is she's not trying to do it. She just doesn't. She's like, I just don't understand why you want me here. It's so funny.
Another popular choice from the year was It, which I thought was very
Oh,
well
yeah,
done.
Yeah, I was going to bring up. I was only going from, like, backwards, and I stopped at a point, but
I'm going through, like, the movies that were released in 2017
horror movies
on my list.
No, but it was phenomenal.
Another horror movie that was actually pretty good was Happy Death Day. It was PG-13. It was the Groundhog Day horror movie, but I was very pleasantly surprised by that. Gerald's Game was also good on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, I never got around to watching that,
A little cringy at one part, but
Geraldo's Game.
Did see this, Mother.
Okay.
Which was a very divisive film.
Mother.
I appreciated what they were going for. It was a little on the nose for me. It's not a movie I have any desire to watch again, but it was fine for what it was.
This was from 2017, Kong Skull Island, right?
Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
John C. Reilly is phenomenal in the movie.
He is very good.
He is great. He makes you cry. You want to cry.
Yeah.
I didn't cry.
You want to, though.
So just to hit another couple, because I have a whole lot more, but I'm just going to hit another couple favorites. I thought Blade Runner 2049 was fantastic.
Never saw it.
Oh, I want to see that, yeah. I
Battle of the Sexes, very well done.
I want to see that, too.
With Emma Stone and
how about a pick
Mike
for
Scott, Steve Carell?
How about a pick, and I'm not sure if this movie is from this year or not, but I had one in particular that was a very under-the-radar movie that I thought was... Probably no one has heard this movie, but I thought it was excellent. Do you have one like that?
Three more I'm going to hit
before
that
one.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
That one I'm saving for last. Coco, I have to mention.
Coco! Oh,
that was the
new
Pixar one.
That was the second Pixar of the year, along with Cars 3. Just, you're going to cry for the last 20 minutes straight. I also do want to mention Molly's Game. That was very good.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a wider release right now. So if you get a chance, go see that one, Aaron Sorkin. But the one that, you know, the under the radar, the hidden critic's pick, if you will, for me for 2017 was Brigsby Bear.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to see that one. Yeah.
So that one is Kyle Mooney from SNL. Mm-hmm. The basic premise is he was raised with this TV show that was made only for him by these parents that kidnapped him.
Oh,
and
that's
this,
weird.
You find this all out within the first 5 minutes of the movie. And he's obsessed with this show. And after he's rescued from this kidnapping and being reestablished into society, he's still obsessed with the show. It's a fantastic movie. I don't want to say any more than that. Hopefully that premise kind of hooks you. The show that they made, Brigsby Bear, it kind of reminded me of like Super Ted and Teddy Ruxpin.
Oh.
So like you had like the giant talking teddy bear aspect to it. Definitely under the radar. It has Mark Hamill in it. So
Joker. I know that guy.
Yeah, so give that one a watch. Search that one out because Brigsby Bear, definitely one of my favorite movies of the year.
I'll say two more that I saw. I know were 2017s I caught, and then two kind of under the radar ones that I really enjoyed were obviously Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep.
Oh,
that was
good.
From this year.
Love it.
And Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. Was that from this year?
I think it was from end of last year.
I saw it at the drive-in.
I think it came out end of last year. And it
came out in November.
Yeah, okay. So I think it just creeped into this year. I'll say this on Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I liked it, but I wanted something else.
I want a little bit more
of the same of the first one.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was good, but that only got me through half the movie. Like, they should have done something else.
By the time they got to Kurt Russell?
Yeah, well, no, I thought Kurt Russell played awesome. Some of the effects, very, very good. Oh, and as a Easter egg, the stand-in for Kurt Russell in the early car scene when he's driving through with Peter's mother.
Yeah, the actor digitally placed Kurt Russell's face onto.
Yes, is Brian...
Kid from Heavyweights.
Oh! Yeah.
Also in
Mighty Ducks.
Mighty Ducks.
Interesting.
And...
Aaron Schwartz,
that's it. I mean, I like the movie. I like the little Easter eggs that James Gunn throws into things. Stan Lee is one of the Watchers. That's actually a really good little
tidbit
that they put in.
Another one, just because it was kind of towards the end of the year, but I just caught up to it. I loved The Founder.
That was great.
That was a great
Keaton,
movie.
Right?
Michael Keaton as Ray Kroc. But another one, just a 2017 one that was, because there were a lot of ones that came out on Netflix that I caught, but I thought the movie Death Note was very interesting.
Did you catch that one?
It was based on
a
graphic novel, but it's about this kid that gets a journal, and if he writes anyone's name in it, like this demon played by Willem Dafoe will kill them. It's kind of weird.
Willem Dafoe.
But my two under-the-radar picks that I thought were most excellent were Kubo and the Two Strings.
That was very good.
That was excellent.
What is that? Is that an animated movie?
The animated movie, yep.
Really?
You should check that one out. That was phenomenal. And then this movie called...
Kids? No kids. Is it?
Yeah, it would be good for kids. I think so. It's like an Asian tall tale or myth or something. So, like, it's
like,
good.
Like Kung Fu Panda?
Like Mulan.
Oh, okay.
And then...
they love Mulan.
And Matthew McConaughey plays a beetle warrior.
Are there singing in it?
No singing.
My kids probably won't like it.
And then finally, this movie that I might have brought it up before, it's called Criminal Activities. And it's about group of friends, and they kidnap this drug dealer as kind of a favor for a local mob boss played by John Travolta.
You've gone down a notch.
There ends up being a twist and turn in the end. It's directed by Jackie Earle Haley, and he's in it,
too. Cool.
He's like John Travolta's enforcer.
Yeah.
And Dan Stevens, who I brought up is, you know, the Beast, yep. Beauty and the Beast. He's, yep. like, one of the main guys. But it's also Michael Pitt from Boardwalk Empire, the kid who is in Girls, not Adam Driver, the other guy that was in Girls, who was in, like, a bunch of movies like Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, a bunch of things like that. So they're the group of friends that kidnap this guy. So there's a big twist at the end that is super cool. It's kind of like a heist kidnap movie, yeah.
I like that.
Another thing that I did throughout my viewing of the year, I did like a bunch of series that I tried to do. Like I rewatched all the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, okay, yep.
I rewatched all the Spider-Man movies.
I did see the
fifth one. It wasn't very good.
Oh, I saw Rick is bringing up on Amazon The Lost City of Z.
I want to see this.
It was not as good as I was expecting. It's very long.
Is it?
And drawn out a little bit. And Spider-Man is in it.
I wanted to see it. Well, it's got Charlie Hunnam, Robert Pattinson, Sienna Miller,
and
Tom Holland.
Yeah,
and it's it looks good. It's on Amazon Prime if everybody wants to see it. It looks
it's
really
not
good.
As good. It was, I mean, it was interesting, but
really,
yeah,
I was hoping
it was a
so
bit of a
more.
Letdown. Yeah.
Oh, really?
There's a lot like, of like them just
2 hours
like,
and 21
going
minutes.
Through the jungle like searching for things.
So you could cut out like 40 minutes,
yeah,
and
yeah,
make
yeah,
it
yeah.
A, and then make it a good movie.
Oh yeah, exactly. It's a little more fast paced. Yeah.
Right, all right, fine.
I also did all the Friday the 13th movies.
Oh.
And of course every Star Wars movie.
Okay.
But the series that I was most proud of that I did was in honor of the Great Movie Ride, which is the thing that really introduced me to movies, made me develop my love for movies.
Mm-hmm.
I watched all 12 movies that are featured in scenes on that ride after it closed. So I started with Footlight Parade.
Not Footloose.
They don't even know that movie.
It's Busby Berkeley.
Okay.
Then Singing in the Rain.
Of course.
Yep. Mary Poppins.
Yep. Seeing it.
The Public Enemy.
Oh, with Cagney?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh,
A Fistful of Dollars.
Oh, I love those movies.
The Searchers.
Mm-hmm.
Alien. Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh,
of course.
Tarzan the Ape Man.
Nope.
From what year?
32. Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, Weissmuller. Okay. So, like, was that a full movie or short? Okay.
Casablanca.
Yep.
Fantasia.
Yep.
Fantasia. And The Wizard of Oz.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was because when I was a kid, the Great Movie Ride was the thing that really instilled that love of movies for me. Just having that chance to ride the movies, it exposed me to these movies, some of which I didn't end up seeing until this year. But I was there the final day of operation. I got to ride it about three last times that day. And it was very bittersweet to see it go.
Is it? What are they replacing it with?
They're replacing it with Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
They are on a train.
They're keeping the Chinese theater facade. It's going to be kind of like you're inside a Mickey and Minnie cartoon. Like you go inside the screen.
Is it like a motion Odyssey ride thing? Okay.
No, it's probably going to be on a cart.
Not to, sadly, 10 out of like 12 of those movies are just lost on this generation.
That's true.
A lot of them are movies that the kids won't have seen, but
right.
They were movies that I wouldn't have seen as a kid either, but you know, Tarzan was an iconic concept.
Yeah, Tarzan.
And
I guess
Wizard of Oz. Like everyone knew Fantasia because it had Mickey Mouse.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Singing in the Rain, I hadn't seen when I was a kid.
Yeah.
But then the first time I saw it was when I was a freshman in college, and it became my top five movies of all time.
Yeah, Singing in the Rain is so good.
So with that, and then there's also a big montage at the end that would highlight all sorts of movies.
We need a montage.
At one point, they had Guardians of the Galaxy in there. They had Finding Nemo. Okay.
Trading Places,
which
we brought up
last time.
The gun scene.
So like it gave you those moments that you could appreciate as you started to discover cinema. When you think back to the Great Movie Ride, the Hollywood Studios, MGM Studios, it all started as a pavilion in Epcot. That was what they were planning, to do a movies pavilion.
Okay, yeah.
And that it was going to have that educational bent, having that aspect to it, the educational part of seeing what it's like to be in the movies, what the movies are like. It definitely had the right effect on me, and it is why I'm here today as a co-host.
Now, I'm going to go through my list.
All right. So what is the title of this list?
15 movies I've seen. It's probably
at least 50 times with your children.
Yeah, we're gonna go with Moana.
Okay. I've seen it. Yeah. So here's the thing: we're gonna do the same game.
We're gonna do the same thing.
If I've seen this, yep. And I'm gonna fail. I think.
Yes.
I think I'm gonna do the worst of any list.
No, I think
I'll probably do well.
No, I think you'll both get this because it's gonna be the movies I've watched the most in the last year.
Okay. Yeah.
You've got Moana.
I've seen it.
Frozen.
Haven't seen it.
You have not seen Frozen?
I haven't seen Frozen, no.
What's wrong with you?
I'll get around to it.
You just let it go.
I just let it go. You got it.
Then Guardians of the Galaxy,
yep.
The first one.
First one, yeah, okay.
And Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yep. in the last. Logan.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That was a very good.
Which is now yeah. on HBO, so I just watch it over. They just play it over and over, so yep. I just keep watching it. Yep. Whenever they have something as the new movie on HBO and they just mm-hmm. show it all the time, I just keep watching it over and over and over.
And
so
then,
if you hadn't done that, you could have hit 380.
That's true.
And then in the... Really? You just watch it over and over again?
I watch parts
of it. I never watch
when
any movies. I think this is actually the whole premise of this is me watching many movies. In the Christmas spirit, I've watched The Santa Claus quite yep. possibly 3,000 times.
See, I haven't seen that probably since like maybe one time after
it's
it first
on,
came
Netflix,
out.
Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I just never. I
haven't we'll save it. We'll save it for next year.
Yeah, yeah.
Next Christmas.
We'll definitely
we've got
do
Santa
it.
Santa
yeah.
Claus. And The Grinch with Jim Carrey.
Yep.
Oh, we're just saying if I've seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've saw The Santa Claus. I've seen The Grinch. Yes.
Yeah. That's all we're doing. It's not a difficult
game, Mark.
For a minute,
I forgot if I was now, supposed
Rick,
to be seeing, like, if
do
I
do you
said
just
it
do the first Santa Claus?
No.
Or do you do the sequels
seen,
as well?
Actually, just one and three. Two.
You skip over the Mrs. Claus?
Two. Well, we've only watched once. The girls were not very interested in it. They rather watch Elf. So we watched
okay.
a lot of
also
Elf.
Good.
Yeah, of course. I just have to say, for the record, I've never seen Santa Claus 2 or 3.
Oh, wow.
Just the first one.
Really?
Yeah. Only the first one.
3 is...
It's not good.
3 is not good.
But it's there.
It exists.
I think...
It's got Martin Short.
I have a very low bar for Christmas movies.
I was going to say, I think it could be better than 2.
Speak about low bar. It's not uncommon for me, if I'm doing something in the background... to, you know, randomly maybe put on the Hallmark Channel and I catch a cheesy Hallmark Christmas movie
yeah.
and my wife makes fun of me.
No,
she's
Christmas
this is
movies,
a girly movie.
What's wrong with you? Hallmark Channel.
It's got Candace Cameron Bure or Mario Lopez, or, you know, or even Winnie Cooper, Danica McKellar. They're in
is
all these.
Is this like
you know?
Home for the Holidays?
This is why when you have the, like, oh, is Die Hard a Christmas movie thing? I'm just like, you can watch Die Hard whenever you want to.
Right,
you
yeah.
can call it a Christmas movie if you want to.
I do.
But, like,
and
fine.
I will.
But
and
for,
I did.
For me, a Christmas movie is something that just makes me feel like it's Christmas.
Yeah.
It's a fun, happy thing that'll just, you know, I can put
Die
on
Hard
in the
makes
background.
Me happy.
Die
I think
Hard,
it's fun.
Die Hard does make,
it makes
me, happy
me happy
as well.
You know, it doesn't have the same effect if it's during the summer. It says, I have a machine gun.
All right.
Ho, ho, ho.
So,
that's the line everyone refers to. And come on.
Trolls.
Haven't
I
seen
did
it.
See that one.
No,
it's
I haven't
not
seen it.
It's not bad because
okay.
I like the singing and then leads me to sing.
Yep.
Have you seen Sing?
I saw some of it.
I like Sing more than Trolls.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
Sing was very good. I like that. And these are kids' movies, yes.
Yeah.
I have three kids.
You have?
I watched Sing on one of my airplanes when I was yeah. doing my
I tried to watch it.
Travel.
I just fell asleep. I started it late at night. I haven't gone back to it.
Netflix is really good and has a lot of the old Disney stuff.
Yep.
So, like, there's Hercules, there's Mulan.
Well, yeah.
Pocahontas.
This is the old stuff.
Oh,
to
yeah.
us.
But, like, I've watched it, like, 100 times
but,
this year alone.
But speaking
yeah.
of that, Rick, like, there is a gap of, like, when I was watching the feature films of Disney, and then, like, I went to college and I stopped watching them, and now they're, like, available on Hulu or Netflix, or they're in my queue. I want to go back, like, Treasure Planet. Never saw that movie.
You never did?
Atlantis.
It's not bad.
That was like we were already
but the
older,
kind of crappy.
And we were already, like, in college when those came out, so I missed the mark on
See,
those.
I
so, like,
Atlantis.
Hercules. I never saw Hercules.
Oh, Hercules.
Never saw, like,
Hercules is very
these
good.
Tarzan. Like, these were the ones I...
Yeah, Tarzan
like, anything
never
past Lion
well,
King,
I, mean, I, saw it now,
I had
but...
never really...
Well... So, I saw Atlantis, actually, when we were in college.
Okay.
I saw it because I...
Michael
huge
J. Fox.
Fan, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
I wanted to see him in something because this was after he announced Parkinson's and everything. And
he announced Parkinson's to the world. He
yes.
Said,
he
ladies,
said,
ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome to the stage.
And so, this was
He's
him.
Like, hey, Doc. Got Parkinson's.
That is not how he sounded.
And his doctor was like, yes, you do.
Yes. I agree. My biggest thing... That I've watched
yes.
is
Hit
my
me,
youngest is
adorable,
infatuated with this movie
and adorable.
And basically, if you go upstairs right now,
okay,
and
let's
you
do
wake,
it. Let's
you
go,
can
Brad.
Wake her up.
Well, we can't. We got permission.
What movie she would like to see, she would respond with Finding Dory.
Oh.
And so we have seen it probably.
Has she seen Finding Nemo, though?
She does, but she likes Dory because she likes Hank.
Yeah.
Does Hank remind her of Daddy?
Probably. It's like an angry Ed O'Neill. But so
Rick often does just stick his hand down his pants.
Yeah,
so,
we're meaning to talk to you about
while
that.
While we're in the podcast.
That's why we don't use his mic.
And then I do have to plug this. If you have any kids, if anyone's listening and has kids, Beat Bugs is a Netflix special or a show, actually. And basically, the show is animated bugs, like Bug's Life type of a thing. But the storyline is to Beatles songs. So,
that sounds awesome.
They have a bunch.
Oh, my God.
So they
sing. We know Mark's falling asleep.
This is on Netflix?
Tonight.
It's on Netflix. It's called Beat Bugs. It's for kids, but it's. So we went to Target. Daughter, who is 4, started saying, "We all live in a yellow submarine."
That is
awesome.
And
I was like, yes,
that's
Netflix,
adorable.
You're winning.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's
was definitely about 360 movies behind you guys, but probably in volume, I was probably 3,000 movies ahead of you.
Movies. All right. Well, gentlemen, I think that's a very good update. Brian, I applaud you, sir, for
I applaud you as well.
365 challenge, me and myself. A final kind of thought. What are you going to do for 2018?
Nothing. With 2018, I am still watching movies. I have the movie pass, which is a huge boon for seeing things theatrically. I have an unofficial, I want to see at least one movie per week in the theater if I can, but I don't.
Wow.
I'm not keeping
it's
that
aggressive.
With movie pass, it pays for itself.
So let's do a comparison, because I was actually calculating this. So Rick, how many movies in the theater did you see in 2017?
Marvel is pretty much it, I would say. I don't think there's too much.
So you saw maybe 2 to 3 movies in the theater?
Maybe, say 5.
5, okay. I think I calculated I saw 7.
Okay.
So,
And Brian?
He saw a lot more.
How many did you see, Brian?
I saw at least 7 in December.
Wow. My total for the year. Anyways, so for 2018, you're going to...
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to use this as some time to catch up on TV.
Yeah. There's a lot of good series.
Everyone kept saying, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Yeah. And I've been like, I'm watching movies.
And for myself, so what I had been doing was a lot of the notable movies throughout the year I would basically tweet out if you follow me on Twitter.
Yep.
I'm not going to do the movie challenge. I've completed it, and I don't want to do that pressure, but I still enjoy kind of doing mini reviews.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start a couple hashtags. Hashtag Mark's Movie Police, which is actually a reference to a... Perhaps future reviews it will do. Movie Police? What's that?
That's
what movie's that from?
Gremlins 2.
Gremlins 2, the new batch.
Oh.
Mr. Leonard Maltin, that's a little tip of the cap to him. So Mark's Movie Police. If I catch a movie that's especially a new one that I feel notable that I'll give a little reviews it of.
We could do any reviews that you'd like. We just have to say spoiler warning.
Exactly, right.
And, I mean, yeah, we can always talk about movies on here.
We always talk about movies. That's why you come and listen, hopefully. Or just hear us drink and stumble over word. So, yeah, Mark's Movie Police. I'll probably use that one. All right. Well, thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this recap of our movies that we ogled over 2018. Ogle? Thanks for listening. My name's Mark. As always, I'm here with Rick and Brian. Just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Good night.
Goodbye.
are rolling.
All right, Care Bears and Care Bear Cousins, we need to get together to stand up to Professor Coldheart. So, Care Bear roll call.
I'm the brown bear.
The brown bear, what's your power?
I have a poo emoji on my belly.
Oh, God, you're very updated to 2018. And who are you?
I'm Bob.
Bob! Wow, that's a very exciting name, Bob.
I clean the dishes.
He's the dishwasher here, all right. Oh, yeah, who? Well, we could use you. What's your name?
I'm the Care Bear cousin.
Oh, you must be like a fourth removed cousin.
Yes.
and where do you hail from, Care Bear cousin?
I hail from your favorite place on Earth, Cincinnati.
That's true. Us Care Bears do like to have a convention there. And you, sir, we'll call you Les.
I am Future Bear.
Oh, Future Bear. Can you tell me my future?
We will not have a TV show for 30 years.
Oh, that's sad. Oh, sorry. One late adjustment.
And I am Prigsby Bear.
Oh, you look like actor Kyle Mooney from Saturday Night Live.
I am Prigsby Bear.
I think he has brain damage.
I am Prigsby Bear.
All right, I guess these who we're going to call on to go into battle probably going to lose, and my lion heart is now breaking.
Is that Shia LaBeouf in a tank?
He's a cousin, too.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this bonus mini-episode of the $5 Bin Podcast, and join us next time for our regularly scheduled programming. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin, P-O-D, like us on Facebook, or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes, and when you do, please leave a nice rating and review. Helps others to find the podcast as well. Wah, thank ya! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks, as always, to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby Care Bear movie watchers!